Eric, what have you been up to this offseason?
This offseason, same old routine, you know, working out down in Florida, South Florida. You know, I traveled a little bit to L.A. and just kicked it with my family. It's my brother's last year in high school, so I just saw them go to prom this Saturday, so that was pretty cool. And, you know, just been spending family time and stuff like that, so it's been a pretty good offseason.
How long did it take you to get that memory of the Colts game out of
here? I mean, it's still not out, to be honest with you, just because, you know, there's so much stuff you can learn from that game. And it ended your season the way you didn't want it to end. And at the same time, that's the last game I played since playing football. So until I get either that preseason game or the first game of the season, then it'll be, you know, on to the next one. But right now, like, I feel like that's something that we can all keep in our minds, especially on the team. We talked about it today, matter of fact. You know, what could we correct from that? And, you know, the biggest thing we talked about was just finishing. You know, that, I think that was the whole overlay of our season, especially as a defense, is just finishing. You know, we started out good, and, you know, we kind of, you know, fizzled out a little bit, and then we came back. But, you know, we just got to finish.
Is there an easy answer to explain that, why that happened?
Some things you just learn throughout experience. You know, it's not really an answer or anything like that. But we're trying to build that mentality right now, especially with Barry and the guys in the strength and conditioning department. You know, they're just pretty much telling us to finish every rep, whatever it is, you know, whether we're in meetings, we're trying to finish, stay focused throughout the whole meeting time. And I think that's going to translate over to the field pretty well.
Is that kind of a slogan already in the season?
Yeah, just finish. And, you know, be a type of guy that wants one more. You know, don't just be satisfied with just doing what the workout says do. You know, try to do something else that's going to better your game or help the guy out next to you.
Have you watched that game?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I watched it. Man, a few times. You know, it doesn't get any easier watching it, but at the same time, I learn something different every time I watch it. And, you know, that was a big playoff game. That was our first playoff game in a while. But, I mean, I think if we just we learned a lot from that game that'll help us this year when we do get to the playoffs. You know, so I think we'll be able to handle that situation a lot better.
Hard to watch?
Yeah, it's hard to watch. That's how you know, anytime your season ends like that and you got big hopes and dreams of going to the big dance and you don't even get asked to, you get asked to the prom, but you don't actually get to go with that person, it's kind of a heartbreaker. So we wanted to be up there at the big dance playing.
Who do you want to play next to?
Anybody that wants to play ball. You know, I'm the type of guy that wants to win. I'm a competitor. And I think we got those guys here. I trust, you know, the guys up top, Andy, those guys are going to bring in guys that want to play ball. And we got a good core group of guys here now. So anybody that's hungry and wants to play ball and, you know, go out there and have fun and just make plays, I'm willing to play with anybody.
I know you've been working out in Florida. Is it just typical workouts, or have you tailored your workouts to get a little better in a specific area?
The biggest thing this offseason I focused on, like, I realized that anytime I come and work out, I'm going to be in shape. You know, I'm going to be strong. It's getting to that point, that age where, you know, I'm getting that grown man strength, you know, that guys talk about. But my thing is just working a little bit smarter, you know, more focusing more on my technique, focusing more on just locking into, you know, everything that I need to do, not just working fast and working hard, but working smarter too. So, you know, not just backpedaling fast, but making sure I backpedal low and come out my break how I'm supposed to, you know, and just working on key things.
So it's not like the big thing doing that is that help your coverage.
Yeah, it will, you know. So anything that helps my coverage and stuff like that, I feel like that's a big part that, you know, they put on me to, you know, cover guys and things like of that nature. So I got to make sure I'm on point with all that stuff.
Is there anything you can do in your workouts to you talked about the coverage part. What about the run-stopping part? You're in the box all the time. Is there anything you can do there to get stronger there?
Yeah, man, just, you know, making sure I'm strong up top and, you know, working on my form. You don't really need pads to work on your form with tackling. It's just all about taking angles. So, you know, I got little brothers, so we play around all the time and I might be in the house at one time and they don't see me coming, I just hit them, you know. So so it's just all about working on angles and stuff like that. But, I mean, just – and it works on your awareness too. So they might do me the same way. So it's all about just a little – we have fun and stuff like that, but it's cool.
Working on the angles, is that something that I think the average fan I have a hard time understanding.
Yeah.
And it wasn't hard for you to understand when you got to the NFL because the angles were different.
Yeah, just because, you know, it's, in college you got fast guys. You know, you got a lot of fast guys. In the NFL, you have more fast guys. And you have guys that know exactly what they're doing and where they're supposed to be. So it's like no time is wasted on, oh, am I supposed to go this way? You're going against guys that know they're supposed to be right there. So that when you do things like that, and when you're on the defensive side and you have a guy like Jamal Charles who's fast and knows exactly where he's supposed to be, your angle comes into play. Like, it's very critical that you take the right angle, because if you make any false movement or false step, that's six all day.
Yeah, are you at the point now, as maybe opposed to rookie season, where if you shade right or left, take half a step forward,
mm-hmm.
you know immediately, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Yeah, but at the same time, you know, you got guys like DJ. When you play against somebody, play with next to somebody like DJ, a guy who's like, oh, watch out for this, E, just scoot over just a little bit. I think that helps your game out a little bit more, you know. So, yeah, you might be tired and you might be focused on a certain play or a certain aspect of the game. But when you got somebody like DJ who's like, I'm thinking watch run this way, but he's like, he knows it's going to be a counterplay. Don't bite on it. Move this way. That makes me get to the play a little bit quicker. So,
three-time Pro Bowler, I mean, you get respect. What has it been like for you this offseason, seeing kind of Earl Thomas got playing center field, free safety? And is that something that, you know, you kind of campaign and get a chance to do now that Kendrick has moved on?
One of the things I like to do is I like to take things from different people's game. And I see the praise and the accolades that, you know, other safeties around the league get, but at the same time, I can't be concerned with that, because for a fact, I know I can do that. I've done that in the past. But where my team needs me, that's what I'm doing. And it's not a lot of guys at my position that can do what I do. You know, it's a lot of guys that can't blitz. It's a lot of guys that can't cover tight ends. And it's a lot of guys that can't play the deep middle. You know, I just happen to be one of the guys that can do all of that. And some people think, like a lot of people think it's a gift and a curse just because I don't get all the praise and stuff like that. But I'm cool with that. As long as we're winning games and making playoff runs, I'm fine, you know. So we keep doing that, I'm straight.
What was your reaction to losing guys like Brandon and Dex and then, you know, Kendrick, the secondary, and Tyson Jackson, guys you kind of grew up with in this organization?
Yeah.
Watching that, what was your reaction to the offseason?
It's always tough, especially with Kendrick and Dexter, because we all came in together. Those are the guys I went to rookie symposium with. I played against those guys in college, you know, so it's always tough seeing somebody like that or those guys go to different teams. But just like always, I always wish them the best, you know, and just like how they wish me the best. But they're happy where they are, and I think they're going to keep making plays and keep doing great. And, you know, Kendrick, that's like my brother. So, you know, we talked for a long time after the, you know, transaction or whatever. And, you know, we just wished each other the best. It's going to be weird not playing back there with him just because we've been through so much just outside of football. You know, I learned so much from him on the football field. I feel like he's one of the smartest guys, just knowing football knowledge and football IQ. I feel like he's one of the smartest guys, and I think that's rubbed off on me a lot, and I'm very thankful for that. But at the same time, we just went through so much off the field that made us brothers, and, you know, I just wish the best for both of them.
How much did he help you make you a better player on the field during games?
He taught me how to think way before the play happens. So me, you know, you learn about that playing baseball, you know, just, okay, if the ball is hit here, I'm going to go to second, throw it to third, whatever. But what he taught me was, look, Peyton just hit us with this play this quarter. So next half is going to come back. Like, not just looking at the play that's going on or the play before that or the play after that. He was taking it so deep into the next half, you know what I'm saying, or the next game we play them. So he really taught me about that preparation for playing the game.
What about throughout the course of the game, from play to play during the game, you guys are out there on the field?
From play to play, like, Kendrick was one of the guys I felt like he could call – tell everybody what they needed to do in the secondary and sometimes front seven what they needed to do before the ball was snapped. And I thought that was amazing, you know, because sometimes a lot of people can't even get one call out. And he was able to call this side, that side, and sometimes the front seven. So I think that's a gift. You know, everybody can't do that. And, you know, most of the times a safety has this side, a safety has that side. But he was at the free, so he had to have communication to both sides.
So who took some rest?
We'll see. You know, we haven't really got into positioning and things like that or roles or nothing like that. But, you know, I'm pretty much ready for whatever comes my way. So I felt like he taught me enough to where I could handle it.
I want to go ahead and interrupt real quick. I think when you tap on a podium, the audio is getting real shaky.
All right. My bad.
Last one, Trey.
Eric, I know this is above your pay grade, but, you know, Chiefs believe in building from within, building from the draft, that kind of thing. So what's it been like from you, you know, watching from the side of the Broncos go ahead and had all these guys, Marcus Ware, big-name players? And these are your main competition in the division.
Man, right now I'm just – today at workouts I was just smiling, you know what I'm saying, because the guys that we have here, I feel like we're hungry, you know what I'm saying. A lot of people might not know the names of the guys we have right now, but those guys came in ready to work. They're coming in ready to work. They're hungry. You know, we even got practice squad guys who I feel like are just ready to come in and make plays. And the most thing, they might not have a name for themselves in the league, but I can see it. I can see the passion that they have, and I can see how hungry they are to get on the field and make plays. So as long as we got that, I feel like we can mold this defense into something great.
Okay. Thanks, guys.